Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
We're talking about Bobby Wagner, and I was just going to say, what was I going to say? I don't remember. I was just going to say that, like, it better not be his last game at Lumen.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be any of their last games. Well, oh, I know what I was going to say. What I was going to say is part of the reason I got emotional in the last episode was because I'm worried, and I always get worried when especially our big time star players go through these like negotiations. Cause then there's the possibility of like holding out and not, you know, and people's emotions getting involved and people's feelings getting hurt and the fans' feelings getting hurt. And I hate the whole thing. That's so it's just, I already have anxiety about it. You know,
absolutely. I mean,
it's just because it's hard, you know, the business of it is hard. And you could speak to that. Of course you could. Like it's a business. And I hate being reminded that it's a business because, you know, for us as fans, like it's so much just a game. And it's just, it's, I don't know. I'm losing sleep over it.
I think I froze.
Oh, you did freeze. You're back though.
Yeah. Oh, my internet connection's unstable. Much like me and Brett right now.
Yeah.
We're just an emotional mess. An
emotional wreck.
But yeah, the business side of it sucks, man. Cause yeah. You know what? It's, you know, what have you done for me lately? Well, I'll tell you what Bobby's done. 175 tackles, sack, interception, you know, he's done a lot, but there comes a point in an organization when, you know, it's either they're like not a rebuild, but a retool, as they call it. Mm-hmm. And do you fit into those plans and at your current salary cap? Because In their mind, they're like, okay, well, he's playing great, but that's a lot of money that we could use elsewhere if we can, because they're always thinking this, if we can replace him. And
I know.
So that's, you know, that's,
it's just
that's
hard, man. It's hard as a fan. I'll tell you, it's just hard. Yeah. It's hard to watch these dramas play out. You get reminded that it's a business. It takes sort of the fun of it being a game away, especially in the off season. It makes you all nervous for the upcoming season. It's like, I don't know. It's just, it's not fun. And I hope that it's nice because some of these players have left us and I don't think they like us anymore, you know, and that hurts.
It just takes some time. They'll come back. They'll come around.
All right.
Yeah.
I hope so. I don't want this to go the way of Earl Thomas. It hurts.
I know that one definitely hurts because, you know, I know when is that fence going to be mended? I don't know.
It's like, got to be. It has to be.
It has to be. He deserves to be in that ring. It's crazy. It's even crazy to think that like Earl's not playing right now because he just made the Pro Bowl 2 years ago.
I know, it's crazy.
In his last year eligible playing, he made the Pro Bowl. So
that's crazy. Let's talk about this current team, though. Let's get this show started, shall we?
Do it, man.
All right, hit the theme song.
Let's get this crowd going. Now, come on, get him up.
Hawks on three, 1, 2, 3,
go. Lofa Tatupu is up in the mix.
Go Hawks.
I'm just about that action, boss.
He takes the snap. He's going to throw down the middle. What a catch.
It's intercepted by Lofa Tatupu.
Holy catfish.
Hey, that's great football now.
It's going to work now. Let's keep playing.
Who's got my back?
I got your back.
That's Lofa.
My player.
Triple plant, thunder, all one ready, please.
Russell looking.
Go Hawks.
Russell scrambling.
Go Hawks.
Pump faking.
Go Hawks.
Still looking. Now he spins out.
We got a fly, baby.
40 down the far sideline. He's still moving. He's going to go.
Yes.
No.
20,
10. They do it again. Touchdown. Seahawks.
It's the Seahawks podcast on the Believe Football Network. I'm Seahawks superfan Brett Davern. He's Seahawks legend Lofa Tatupu. And we're here to talk all things Seahawks. Thanks to our friends at Bet Online. BetOnline.ag, everybody, your place to go for online wagering. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head to the website or use the new mobile device to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use our promo code
BELEAV50, BLEAV50.
Yep. Basketball, football, NHL, boxing, UFC, or your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of the action on all the amazing offers. go over there now. Sorry, I can't read. I'm an actor. I can't read. I memorize my lines, all right?
I don't read the script. Script reads
make
me.
Them up on the spot. Yeah, exactly. Bet online, where the game starts. Lofa, we got a game. The final game of the season coming up this weekend against the hated Arizona Cardinals. I don't know about you guys, but I still have never met an authentic, genuine Arizona Cardinals fan in the wild. It has not happened. Ever. I swear, I think they hire background actors to sit in that arena or that stadium. I don't know. I mean, it's never happened. I've never been in an airport. I've never been in the mall. I've never like seen anyone in Arizona Cardinals gear just out in the wild. Lofa, it's never happened to me.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying.
That's fucking hilarious.
So, I don't know. But anyway, we play them this weekend, and they're having a good season. They're, what are they, 11-6 coming in or something like that. The 18 game or the 17 games messes me up.
It's throwing me off too. They're 11-5, I think.
Yeah, whatever they are, they're having a good season. And but hey, we could send them into the playoffs with a loss here, and I think this team could certainly do it. Look what we just did to the Lions. I mean, I know it's the Lions, but when we want to, we can play a good game. What are your early thoughts on this one, Lofa?
I hope we spoil their fucking playoffs, man. That's what we got left, right? And you know, hopefully, you know, we could build on what we did this past week in terms of actually, you know, having a full balanced attack going at them. Because I don't know, I don't even have the numbers in front of me, but I'm sure we ran the ball like 12 total times. And you know, that's not who we are anymore. We found our identity, and we're gonna bring it to them. And so. But they've been playing. They've been struggling as of late. They did put together a nice game against Dallas, who is you know, a division leader, or they clinched their division in the East. But you know, so we'll see, because I think they lost three in a row prior to that, and one of them was to the Lions. So it's I don't know what's happening. They started out 7-0. You know,
well,
and,
where's Alanis Morissette when we need her? Like, what if we beat the Arizona Cardinals and Kyler Murray, but lose to them against Colt McCoy in a season? And that would just be weird.
Well, you know, even more weird is if we beat them, knowing that we just had to beat the Bears to potentially get in the playoffs. I think I forget what else needs to happen. There'd be one other team to lose, but I mean, it's very possible from what I understand.
Yeah, no, that Bears game, dude, will always just, I mean, that Bears game to me is like the universe just didn't want us in the playoffs this year. It's snowing sideways.
You know? Man.
Like everything was thrown at that game for it to not go well for us.
For sure.
And of course it didn't. But look, this is another opportunity to show us, to show everybody out there, to show the NFL fans in general who we really are at our core. This is against a good team. It's going into the playoffs. It seems like they're going to be playing everybody, obviously. So, you know, it's a real test, and it's on the road. And I just wonder which Seahawks team's going to show up. Are they going to run it 40 times, or are they going to say they're going to and then abandon it early? I don't know. I think we can win this game, and I honestly think that we will win this game. I'm confident again.
I do too. Like you said, I'm unusually confident about this game, which kind of scares me. But I think especially them coming off a big win, you know, that was a big win for them, because they everybody in Dallas and, you know, the whole NFL was treating it like a playoff game between Arizona and Dallas. And it's a matchup that could be seen in the playoffs. But Arizona, I believe, they still have an outside shot at that one. If they win and L.A. loses to San Fran, who destroyed L.A. earlier this season, you know, then I think they could still somehow get the – what is it? Is it a two seed, or they'll be
– two seed, but they would win the West.
They'll win the West. They win the West, yeah.
Bye, yeah. I mean, they've got everything to play for. So I think this is a real test coming up and a good barometer, whatever cliche you want to say, for our team. I think also, win or lose, don't we just need to see us really put in some Seahawk football and play hard for four quarters? And even if you're going to drop this one, ultimately, at least be in it and not be, you know, have it, putting the ball, fumbling the ball, bad penalties, the like overthrows, the not finding open receivers. Like, we just can't have one of those.
I don't want to watch Russ drop back 40, 50 times and just the offense stall and sputter and like
taking bad sacks, three and outs.
I don't want to see that. I'd rather see us hand the ball off 30 times and, you know, just keep the game close. As terrible as that sounds, I'd rather see trick plays, reverse passes, flea flickers. Give me everything you
got. Last episode, you said no trick plays.
No, but I'm saying if it's going to come back to 40 straight dropbacks, then I'd rather see fake punts. I'd rather see anything other than 40 straight dropbacks, man. That's what I'm saying, because it's just – it's not who we are, and it's not how we play well. So, and this is a game, if I'm not mistaken, we were on the field for 40 minutes as a defense, and it wasn't until Colt McCoy, I try not to laugh saying this, you know, drives it down our whole length of the field, you know, to put us away. It was only a one-score game, right? I think it was 18 to 13 or something. It was a Brett Davern-like score.
They always are.
Yeah. I think it was like 15 to 13 or something like that. But and that ended up 23-13, you know, so the game wasn't out of reach, but the fact that we were on the field for 40 minutes, you know, and probably 80 plays just dying, that's what could potentially hurt us.
Well, okay. Let's say, you know, hopefully it goes down my way, win or lose, like, you know, just a 33-34, like, but both teams were in it, win or lose for either team, I'd be happy with that.
Yeah.
But let's say it goes the other way and it's ugly again, and who knows? I mean, this could set up everything that happens in the offseason, right? I mean,
I'm worried about.
Well, this is the thing. How much of what's going to happen in the offseason is already decided, or how much of it rides on what happens in this game? Because if we get blown out of there, then it's doomsday.
Yeah, I feel like we left. That's a Mac. We left Lumen on a really high note, you know, and like with everybody saying the right things, Pete, Russ, everybody, right? In there, like, hey, this is how we know to do things.
It's us now. We're back. Yeah.
We're not looking back, right? 2022, here we go. And I feel like if we get blown out, it could really, really just undo all that work.
Right.
So I'm hoping that it's at least ultra competitive, and you know, we see, even if the defense, you know, we're without Bobby Wagner, right? And I didn't mention this in the last episode, but you know, I don't know when the last time we hadn't given up 29 or 30 points since Tennessee, you know, and like, so that was alarming, you know, especially to a third string quarterback in Tim Boyle, right? They didn't have Jared Goff. And so I'm like, you know, do you want to talk about the importance of Bobby? And I think in that it shows up in the scoring defense, because every time he's been in there, we were number four or five in scoring defense. And so we're still, I think, six or seven, but that was the importance of him and just his command out there, I believe. So anyways, and so we'll see how it goes. You know, we're not going to have him this week, and that's scary.
We're not going to have them, and I don't like that, but it does give us a chance to see what the defense looks like without him, and Cody Barton getting a full week, and Jordan Brooks, and even Nick Ballore. I mean, why not? You know,
I would love to see Nicky Ballore in there just ripping there. Heads off.
Wouldn't that be great? Why not?
Can we, we start that hashtag if you're going to start hashtags.
Okay, sure. We'll get that going. But not that you want to see it without Bobby, but look, Bobby, Russell, whoever it is who plays for this team, there will be a time in which they don't anymore. And we're playing a really good team, and I hope that those young guys are fired up. This is their time. They've been running down on kickoffs for long enough. It's time to maybe take their place on the defensive side of the ball in a more regular full-time type role. And don't you just want to see them go out there and embrace this and see what they can do with it? Guys like Nick or guys like Cody Barton and the like.
Yeah, I'm excited for Cody. I mean, this is a guy drafted in the third round. You know, it's just tough when you got Bobby Wagner and KJ Wright in front of you for a couple of years. It's like, you're not going to play, bro. Sorry. It's just,
he is drafted in the third round, which is a guy who should be playing more. And this is his chance, isn't it?
Well, they draft you in the second, third, fourth round. They believe you're a potential starter. You're a future starter. And so, he's had to wait, 3 years now? This is third or something? Yeah. I can't believe it's that.
I think this is his third season already. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause this is, yeah. So it's insane, that that's how few and far opportunities are, like it's what a lot of people have to understand out there as fans is like, this could be his one game to start. And that's wild, right? Yeah. I mean, cause everybody's opportunities are few and far is all the same. And I'm happy for him that he's finally getting it. I'm devastated that it comes at the behest of B-Wags not being able to play and break his own record. But Cody Barton is a quality football player, and I've been saying that. Me and Dave Wyman, former Hawk linebacker, Cody's one of our favorites. He goes down there and not reckless, but with reckless abandon. He does not – no regard for his body. Like several savages I've played with, Lawyer Malloy comes to mind. Just a guy that throws it in there, man. I don't care how big, fast, strong you are. We're going toe to toe, and we're going to find out, who gets up after this.
I love it. Yeah. Well, and let's say he has a great game. Let's say they win the game. Let's say he finishes with a bunch of tackles. Let's say Jordan Brooks finishes with a bunch of tackles. I mean, then how does that affect what they do with Bobby Wagner in the offseason, and how unfortunate is that knee sprain then, and how emotional will people like me get about it?
Oh, we're all going to be emotional if they show any semblance of these guys can adequately replace, the production, even if they don't have 20 tackles. But if plays are made, we get off the field and, it's a glimpse into the future, and it will hurt or affect Bobby's negotiating power, and how I see it. I mean, it's tough. Hopefully, I mean, I don't know, man.
We're both
situation.
So nervous about it. I hate it.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not going to wish that these guys don't ball out so that we keep Bobby. But I mean, I just wish Bobby was playing.
I know. I know.
I mean, it's so close to the tackle record. So close to the tackle record.
He's going to be a Seahawk next year. I know it's going to happen, and I'm going to keep saying it just so that.
Yeah, we got all offseason to talk about this. Let's not.
That's right. Yeah. It's going to happen. Don't worry, everybody.
We both don't want to get emotional again.
No, we don't need that. Let's talk about another guy who we're wondering if he'll be here next season, but has been putting down some great tape. And I also want to give a personal shout out to, because he single-handedly won me our fantasy championship. I don't know if you noticed, Lofa, but the winner of the fantasy league this year has longer blonde hair and used to be on extended cable.
You won?
It's damn bullshit, straight. Katie. It's bullshit.
Picked up Rashad Penny off the waiver wire about 4 weeks ago, rode him to the championship.
Woohoo!
I was the seventh seed going into the playoffs.
Yeah. And you went up against the number two seed.
And crushed him.
Wow.
And an injury and three COVID cases.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, in the playoffs, I played the two seed, then I played the one seed, and then I played the three seed. Beat them all.
Nasty.
I'll take
did they
all.
Have COVID like I did?
I'm not sure, but they didn't have Rashad Penny, and I did. And the Seahawks do right now, but will they next year?
Ooh. No, like this is what's going to scare me is like, someone's going to pay him a bunch of money, and it's not that he doesn't deserve it. No, he doesn't deserve it, man. He's been hurt for 3 years.
Hot take.
I'm just kidding. It's a tough situation, bro. It's like, okay, what do? Cause you go into it, you give him the bag of money. Like, hey, here you go. Like, we knew this was you all along because we did know. That's why he got drafted in the first round, right?
Yeah.
And it was just a matter of availability, and he just hasn't been healthy. And so now that he's healthy, you see. But I have to apologize to Shane Waldron because I've always said, I go, why is he always capped at 17 runs? Well, every time he gets a gain of over 10 yards, he takes himself out of the game. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
It was like, yo, where are you going? Like,
I know.
You can't be that tired. honestly, I wonder if that's something in the back of his psyche, back of his mind, where he's like, all right, well, I'm healthy. Let me get to the sideline and think about this one. I'm serious now, because I wonder if that's what's going on, because you know, you don't see all these other premier backs coming out of the game. Chris Carson never came out like after a big gun run. He's like, hey, give me the ball again. Oh yeah, throw me the ball. Like, just keep giving me the ball. And
the Rashad Penny soap opera is has a lot of layers to it.
It's wild.
Yeah, man. It is wild. But, and I made this point episodes ago, and the more games I watch, the more I like my own point. And I agree with me, Lofa. Like, he's never gotten the chance.
I agree with me.
He's never gotten the chance to be the man. And he's finally getting the chance to be the man. I mean, I know that he's had the health stuff, but even when he had the health stuff and he would come back off of it, there was still always someone in front of him. There was always Marshawn. There was always Chris Carson. Penny has always been the number two. And right now, he's not the number two. There's nobody in front of him.
Marshawn was just here for that playoffs.
Well, but I'm just saying that, like, even Carson was still lurking
Carson was the guy.
He's never had a chance to just be the number one guy, and he was drafted in the first round. Yeah. He's finally getting that chance. I don't know if it's helping him maybe shake off some injuries that aren't as bad as they – I don't know happening. He's got Adrian Peterson. Is Adrian Peterson the Rashad Penny whisperer?
He's the running back whisperer.
I think it is, man. They were talking about it during the game, and you saw AP on the sideline there, and it does coincide with when he got to the team. Whoever signs Rashad Penny, if it's us or anyone else, they need to bring AP with them.
Yeah, you got to bring his mentor.
Yeah. His Obi-Wan.
Here's the thing. This is what you need to think about as, you know, if we put our GM hat on, right? Would you be more upset if you paid him a three-year deal and he was hurt the next 3 years? Or would you be more upset if he went somewhere else and he had a good year or two?
Oh, I'd be much more upset if he went somewhere else and had a good year and a half even.
See, I'd be more upset if we paid him and it didn't work out much. Like, what did I say about Chris Carson?
Yeah.
I love Chris Carson. He is an absolute savage. He's always hurt.
Yeah.
And I get it. Look, I went through it myself when I was playing. I was good when I was out there. Just wasn't out there much. So it is what it is, man. So now, if you get creative and say tie it to, you know, in-game roster bonuses. So as long as he shows up, he gets paid. But if he's missing six games, and where do we see Russell have a hard time? Where do we see Russell have a lull in the season? It's always when he doesn't have a run game.
Yep.
So – that could be mounting to frustrations on Russell's side and his camp. And I'm just saying,
well, if you let him go though, if you let Rashad Penny or not let him go, but if he signs somewhere else or whatever, and Chris Carson, I mean, this looks like it's not an injury that you can really come back from. I mean, it looks pretty serious, and who knows what you're going to have then because you dip into the draft. You don't know. Look at Penny. He was a first round running back.
Yeah.
So like, then you're really just into a crapshoot, aren't you? At least with Penny, you've kind of seen what you can have.
Absolutely. But and this comes down to, you know, like running backs, I feel like are a dime a dozen. Yeah. There's elite. There's a couple like out there you could get them in the second, third, fourth. Like, you can get them later on. Everybody thinks, oh, it's got to be a top, you know, 15 pick. It's got to be a first rounder to be like anything. No, man. Every year, you know, there's a guy that shines that, you know, undrafted free agent, James Robinson down in Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. I mean, was that offensive line that great that he could rush for 1,000 yards? Or was he also good? He was good.
Eckler.
Yeah, Eckler. I mean, Thomas Rawls. Hell, we had an undrafted guy come out, 1,100 yards, right? So it's like, you can find those guys. You know, find me the guys that make the holes, man. Find me the offensive linemen. I keep saying, and it's the same thing with linebackers. I can find anybody to make a tackle. Find me the guy that can get everybody lined up, makes everybody play faster, you know, and make tackles or make interceptions and fumbles, like directly affect the game. But unless he rushes the passer, you know, I'm not drafting a linebacker in the first round for what? So that's my thought on, you know, running back situation.
No, I like it. I like where your head's at. I agree. I mean, I think that if you can get Penny for the right price, it would make sense. But like you say, he's putting on this great tape, and he's going to command a lot, most likely. And so we might not be able to hang on to him. And I like your point of then let's take that money and put it into the big guys up front, which I know Lofa would like it, but also Russ, right? Yeah. I mean, that's what he's been asking for year after year after year. If they're going to keep him, they have to give him that this offseason, and it would just help the running game and everything else. And so, yeah.
So you'd like to sign him for pennies on the dollar is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's a good one, man. I'm going to zone in on that joke.
Oh, because okay.
Zone In CBD is the best CBD in the biz. ZoneInCBD.com, everybody, is where you go to get Lofa's CBD. You can also pick it up in person at Bartell Drugstores in the PNW. But if you go online, use our promo code.
Believe, BLEAV.
Spelled our way, and you get 20% off of your purchase or your subscription. I mean, a subscription, guys. You just sign up for it. You forget about it. Shows up on your front doorstep. Boom. Clockwork. What more do you need? Lofa, let's zone in on our picks or our predictions, really.
Score prediction?
For this Seahawk game. How do you see this one shaping out? I mean, it's real Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde this season with this team. You never really know what team you're going to get from a Seahawk perspective.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think we're going to have a shootout. Just like you were saying earlier in the podcast. Like,
I want
to see 33-34. Mm-hmm. I'm going 33-34. 34-33, okay. Seahawks.
All right.
Just because, you know what? This would be the game where we predict one, or like you throw out an outlandish score and it actually sticks. And, you know, I want that jersey, damn it. I'm tired. I'm tired of nobody getting a jersey.
So. All right. I like that, man. And I think there's a good potential for that. But I also think that there's something to be said for these young guys. It's the final game of the season, especially the guys on defense. They're getting to go out there and show who they've been this whole time. Guys like Cody Barton. I mean, DJ Reed, I mean, had a game last game. Two picks, right, in one game. They're playing loose. They're playing fast. I know they gave up the 29 points, but I think they'll shore that up. You know, losing your leader on the first play has got to be a little jarring for people. So I think that the Seahawks are going to score points again. I like your 34. I'm gonna stick with 34. But I think we stop them more, and I think they only get to 16. And I think we send them limping into the playoffs like the little brothers that they always have been. And we can all sit around and watch TV and try to spot any real Cardinals fans in the crowd. I dare you.
It'd be amazing if we just throttled them.
I love it.
There's nothing worse than going in the playoffs on a loss. It's just like, ugh, gross.
I think he throws a couple picks. I think the turnover beast is back for the Seahawks. I mean, look what we did. I know it was the Lions, but like, I mean, they're just ball hawking again. They were playing loose. They're playing fun. They're hitting people.
They were smacking out there. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
There were some big hits, you know.
They don't like the way this season has gone. None of us do. And so I think they lay the smack down on the Cardinals. So 34-16 is my pick for the Seahawks. You guys can make your predictions on our social media. It's at Believe in Seahawks, spelled our way, on Instagram or Twitter. Tell us what you think the final score should be. And not only will you get a Seahawks jersey from us, purchased by Lofa and I personally, but you will also get a $50 gift card from our friends at Simply Seattle. So get on over there and leave the score prediction, everybody. Anything else, Lofa, before we take on the Cardinals?
Nah, man, you said it. Let's get out of here.
All right. Hit our ending theme song then and put your hands in the middle, everybody. The captain is breaking us down.
All right. And send these losers, well, not home packing, but they're going to go to the playoffs limping, just like Brett said.
So I love it.
This is our Super Bowl. So we're going to go spoiler alert on three. One, two, three. Spoiler alert.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV. AV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.